first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Happy music. Isn't that happy music? It's celebratory. It's happy, happy, happy. Well, I'm living in a world of extremes these days. Maybe you are too. Karen Cataline here on Spouting Off Friday. Welcome to K-Star Radio Network. Welcome to BBS Radio Network, which is our flagship original where we began, but we are heard in lots of different markets now. And we do have live call-in opportunities. So we do have a guest at quarter past the hour today. But if you'd like to call in, if you're living in a life of extremes, I only have about 15 minutes to tell you what's on my mind, but I'd love to know what's on yours. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you're listening live, that's Friday at 1 p.m. Central Time. I'm so delighted that my producers are in the same time zone I am, and I've had trouble adjusting to the time zone, and so apparently have they, the twins, Doug and Don. But now we're all on the same page and all in the same time zone, but just check out bbsradio.com and you, or my website, KarenCataline.com. I have a couple of announcements before I get into the life of extremes, and that is I went to a press conference. I'm not going to talk a lot about it because it is so dark. It is so awful. It is so horrible. And I'm wanting to start my weekend putting some good news back in. I have often told people, this is part of the life of extremes, that if it were just up to my personal life, I have never been happier. And I struggled a long time to where I could have a personal life that I actually loved, enjoyed, and, you know, balanced it out with work. And I have that. They would make it practically illegal to be as happy as I am. And yet, I'm scared to death for our country, for the Jewish people, for Israel, and for, frankly, the Western civilization, which is now under attack from totalitarians who are not only ignorant and arrogant, but as incompetent as they come. I don't even call it incompetence, though. A lot of them are just doing the bidding of some other nameless, faceless whomevers. But if you're not watching and if you're not seeing, start paying attention. I'm going to give you a website resource guide, resource, for you to take a look at this and peruse it yourself. I may put a link to it on my website, but right now it is not on there. The conference, the press conference that I went to was a video. And you can see that video. It's pretty long. I couldn't handle too much of it because it's that depressing. And I want to talk a little bit about good news before we have our guest. So go to www.lifesitenews.com conference, and it'll come up right away. www.lifesite news.com/conference, and you will see what I'm talking about. One of the references, these are the only two references I'm going to give you, is that is mentioned in that press conference is www.truthforhealth.org. That is www.truthforhealth.org. Let's just say, so I can get to the good news, that the patient bill of rights that the left and so many others pushed for good reason, they used to be for liberty, they used to be for individual freedom and medical liberty instead of medical tyranny, which is what we have now, that patient bill of rights is being violated by a mass protocol being directed by the fascist Mengele Fauci. Yes, that's right. That's what I said. Mengele fascist Fauci, where people's civil rights are being violated every which way. And hey, if it took PETA to have this fraud Fauci unelected dictator to be exposed because he experimented on animals and dogs and beagles, so be it. They don't much care for humans. But we all know that some of the most horrible mass murders in the world were torturers and abusers of animals when they were young, because they don't respect life. They are not humble towards either God or life, and they most certainly do not respect other people's rights to self-determination. It's simply what we call live and let live, people. It's live and let live. You want to take the vax? Take the vax. You want to wear a rag on your face? Wear a rag on your face. You want to believe the moon is made of green cheese? Believe what you want. But these people are trying to make it acceptable to use force, bullying, intimidation, and persecution on anybody who doesn't agree. That is basic garden variety authoritarianism, totalitarianism, Marxism. You choose the ism, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll employ it, because all of them, I'm not going to get into an academic discussion. I couldn't have one anyway between the difference between socialism and communism, Marxism and authoritarianism. But guess what? It's all authoritarianism and totalitarianism are required for Marxism and communism to be perpetuated. It is impossible to have it any other way. And then we have the usual suspects who are always a threat to authoritarianism, and that's people who believe in God, people who believe that they are accountable to something greater and more important than man, people who do not place men, their fellow men, as gods in their universe or in anyone else's. Those are the enemies of totalitarians. That's why they've always tried to put down people of faith. And we saw it almost 2 years ago when somehow the coronavirus was more active in churches and synagogues than it was in liquor stores and pot shops, right? Preposterous on its face. So I direct you, as best I can, I humbly ask you to please go to www.truthforhealth.org, do a medical directive power of attorney, and make sure that if there's any way you could stay out of a hospital these days, you do it. You learn how to be proactive. Hospitals seem to be the new, I don't know what to call them, killing fields? No. I don't know. But I know people who are losing their civil rights by going into a hospital. And that's horrifying. Horrifying. So you got to take steps to protect yourself. And then, you know what? Don't take my word for it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not a lawyer. Not giving you legal advice either. But you know what? Opinions are like derrieres. Everyone has one. And in the United States of America, as it was founded, we're allowed to state our opinion and not be persecuted for it. We're allowed to make choices and decisions about our own bodies. You know the insult of my body, my choice. I can kill a baby, but I can't say no to an intrusive medical experiment on my body, because I'll lose my job. We are living in terrifying times, and you can see I'm having a hard time getting to the good news. And there is some. There is, because you have to look for it, actually. If you know and like Sidney Powell, Sidney Powell continues to fight the good fight, shall we say, by putting out on Friday good news, because in order to keep fighting, you have to replenish yourself, your courage, your guts, your fortitude, your faith, your love of your family, your love of of God and what's good in the world. God, I was going to say that too. I was going to cover that too. None of us are perfect, but I'd rather spend my time with people who strive to be good rather than people who try to elevate evil. So we're humans. None of us is perfect, but either you spend your time trying to elevate human life with respect, with live and let live, with accountability. You try to do what's right. You may not always succeed, but at least you try. Now we have people who are trying to make it in to do as wrong a thing as possible and punish those who strive to do good. How about that for a stunning turn of events? So on, if you get on Sidney Powell's website, and I probably have to look here for where I can find it. Just look up Sidney Powell and her website. Could be sidneypowell.com. I'm not sure. But there are pieces of good news, and it always comes out on Friday. And I love that it's always on Friday, because Friday hopefully is on the weekend when you get to spend a whole lot more time with those you love to replenish yourself. Couple of things that are coming up that are, let me just find one of these here so that it's Good News Friday. Also today is Cash Friday. All right. So newsletter. Now, I don't have the actual source. I usually like to do that. But in this compilation of good news, you have the undeniable truth that Florida has the lowest COVID numbers in the country, practically. And no matter how insane the left tried to demonize Ron DeSantis, he steadily refused to lock people down, steadily refused the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates. He respected liberty. And guess what? Their COVID rates are lower than any other. Now, you won't see the left very much report this, but it's true. College football. Let's go, Brandon. Get your flag. Let's go, Brandon. Now it has become synonymous with F Joe Biden. If the left can say F anything it wants, we're going to say, let's go, Brandon. And it's working because everyone knows what it means now. I love that. Any form of resistance, especially pop culture resistance, is a good thing. And young people know how to fight fire with fire. A lot of good things happening. Go to Sidney Powell's website, get on her newsletter, get on mine if you care to, and you'll get at least once a week what I've been writing about, KarenCataline.com. When we come back, we're going to tackle a very serious topic, the corruption of our youth, with somebody who's doing some great, great work, and we have an extended opportunity to talk to him. His name is Arthur Schopper. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Spouting Off on BBS Radio and the K-Star Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KStarRadioNetwork.com.
This is Karen Cataline, host and producer of Spouting Off. Got an opinion, a guest suggestion, or a show tip? Follow me on Facebook or Twitter and let me know your thoughts. All you need is to know how to spell my name. It's the same on Twitter, Facebook, and www.KarenCataline.com. Karen is spelled the normal way, no goofy Y's or Q's, K-A-R-E-N, and Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Want more Spouting Off? You can find the complete archive of Spouting Off shows at www.KarenCataline.com. All my op-eds and blog posts are there too. That's www.KarenCataline.com. Thanks for listening, and if you have a moment, please spread the word about Spouting Off.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, it looks like we don't have our guest. It happens sometimes. 1-888-627-6008 is the number if you'd like to call in. I am just sending an email to our guest to see if he got waylaid somewhere. Because, you know, that happens. I think I'm going to cover a little of what we were going to talk with him about. Because it is so important, because I teased it. He's from an organization called Mass Resistance. The left hates them like a purple passion. Because they're against Drag Queen Story Hour. They're against this corruption of kids in the public libraries. Putting pornography in public libraries. The reason that I started paying attention to this is somebody sent me a video that just broke my heart. And again, I really wanted to focus on good news. And we'll try to do that before the end if we don't get our guest, which I don't think we're going to. That's why you can call in. You have all the opportunity in the world. 888-627-6008. I saw a video of a mayor of Ohio, a mayor in a town in Ohio, putting the school board on notice. Now, y'all, I'm learning, y'all know that parents all over this country have been screaming bloody murder and calling on the carpet school boards all around the country that are mass corrupting children in a variety of ways, either by telling them there's no such thing as boy or girl, by telling them that critical race theory and you're white and you should hate yourself because you're white and you should apologize to black people because you're white and they're black. This is evil stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's evil. It's inculcating racism for the purposes of Marxism. That's all it is. That's what it is. You know, convince me I'm wrong. But this mayor, it turns out that even in places, especially places like Wyoming, Oklahoma, some of the most conservative places in the world, radical leftists have taken over the school boards there, and they have put all-out pornography in public school libraries. Now, you may think that's not too big of a deal. You might say, well, I don't like it. It's not something that I like, but it's not as terrible as letting people die in a hospital without their loved ones around. It's not as terrible as forcing medical treatments on them against their will and then punishing them if they refuse, which is wholly against the Patient Bill of Rights, against the Nuremberg Accords, whatever you want to call it. It's against everything that a free society would tolerate. Pornography in public schools is an assault on not only people of faith, which is what they want to do, but an assault on children themselves. They are literally robbing kids of their innocence. When parents take their kids to public school or take their kids to school at all, they are not doing so to hand over their children to the state, much as Terry McAuliffe, who we hope will lose this coming Tuesday, thinks. These people are so incredibly oblivious to life as we know it, so clueless about good and evil, that they believe that it is best for the state to own your children. And Terry McAuliffe admitted as such. Interestingly, among the pieces of good news is that he's losing now in the polls. I can only hope that Virginia has honest enough elections that he will not be elected a second term as governor. Terry McAuliffe is a Clinton crony. He clearly supports Marxism because among the most basic Marxism tenets is that the state should own your children. You don't. And you don't own another human being, but you are responsible for them. And see, Marxists want to own everything, including your formerly private property, your liberty, which they want to take away. They don't want you to be able to drive a car, because that's the symbol of personal freedom. I'm fascinated with their attack on the automobile, but that's another issue. We have brazen Marxists in our country. We didn't have to be invaded by Russia or China, although we have been to some extent. We have brazen Marxists who are corrupting children, young children, on purpose, not accidental. So I began this little story by telling you that the mayor of a town in Ohio, there's a video, you can find it online on YouTube. This mayor was incensed, and rightfully so. They discovered pornography, out-and-out pornography, and assignments being given by teachers to young people with the most offensive. It's not that sex is offensive. It's that thrusting young kids into sexuality, either against their parents' wishes, against the laws of innocence for children, which they have no respect for whatsoever, and basically sexually grooming children, about which I wrote an entire book, Fat Lash, Food Police and the Fear of Thin. The title may not give you everything that it's about, but it is about sexualizing. It's a memoir. I lived through some of it. But my mother was, to some extent, naive. She was doing what was done to her, putting her kid on the stage and sexualizing them. That seems so benign by today's standards. Nobody exposed me directly to pornography on purpose in order to rob me of my innocence, although some of it was. Nobody thrust me into, nobody told me that there's no such thing as boy or girl, so I could be confused about my gender, so that I could become a transgender confused person. And they are inculcating gender dysphoria. Nobody did that, but they're doing it writ large today. And that is not just astonishing, but terrible. So the mayor of this Ohio town put the school board on notice, and people testified to some of what was in this assignment. I apologize, have the age of these kids in that school, whether it was middle school or high school. It may well have been grade school. Oh, and I got to tell you about another story too, because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's dark, it's ugly, and it is deliberate. The mayor was so incensed, he marched up to the school board and he said they had better resign from the school board, or, and he should anyway, he will have them arrested on sexual abuse charges. Because none of this was accidental, don't you know? We have found pornographic books in Wyoming schools. We have found pornographic books in, not we, but even Mass Resistance, the guests that we weren't able to get. In some of the most conservative towns, they still elected liberal school board members who are being directed by Marxists and their allies. Okay? But how evil is it? As a social worker, I worked with many adults who were sexually abused as children. And the lasting abuse that happened wasn't just the physical. And of course, there's all varieties of evil and inhumanity to men and inhumanity to children. But it was the being thrust into adult sexuality before they could comprehend what was happening. That's part of what is so evil here, especially doing it on purpose to corrupt parents' children so that they will be twisted and abused by the time they grow up. That's evil. I'm sorry. It's evil. We're going to take a little break, and when we get back, we'll have more. The number here is 888-627-6008. You're listening to an up-and-down version of Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We're flying by the seat of our pants today, trying to cover a couple of the issues. You know, it's the bane of a talk show host's existence. It's a good thing we always have lots to talk about, because we didn't get our guest for today. He's not going to be available, but we are going to do some alternative, and I'm going to finish what I was talking about, and then I'm going to bring somebody on that I haven't had a chance to talk to in a long time. And I'll tell you who that is right in a little bit. There is another issue which he is welcome to comment on. This whole thing is funny. Our guest is calling in. I love it. Doug, our guest is calling in and I cannot pick up the phone, just so you know. You know? All right. Just a moment, because I can't pick up the phone. Nevertheless, what I wanted to mention was, okay, I'm going to do this. You want to take a short break so I can, this is texting him, call 888-627-6008. All right. That's what we're going to do. 888. No, we don't have to take a break. We're going to continue. So the other thing I wanted to get to about this topic is that somebody sent me yet another outrageous story in which grade schoolers were taken on a field trip to a gay bar. Now, the teacher, who was the supervisor, the adult supervisor, was so ignorant, so foolish, she didn't know how outrageous it was, and she gave a little speech saying how proud she was to take grade schoolers to a gay bar. Guess what? We have our guest. I thought he was coming in at 12:15 Central, but here he is now. Arthur Schopper, thank you so much for joining us. So glad we were able to get hold of you. Are you there?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Karen, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate it, too. Let me give you a fair introduction. You are
Please.
One of the leaders. Pardon me?
Please do.
You're one of the leading pro-family activist organizations, and you're one of the spokespersons for massresistance.org. And you've been doing the heavy lifting on this corruption of our kids before it was popular. That's what I can say. Before it was in, you were out there fighting against Drag Queen Story Hour. Many people who are against Drag Queen Story Hour were naive, thinking that that was not being done to corrupt children. Now we're seeing the corruption of children in every which way you can, including putting pornography in school libraries on purpose and telling kids there's no such thing as boy or girl. Arthur Schopper, tell us, if you would, before we jump right into this, what mass resistance is, what it does, and how, if people want to, they can get involved. We'll do that at the beginning and at the end of this interview.
Karen, thank you so much for that introduction. I can add to that by saying we are the international pro-family group that makes the difference. We are explicitly anti-LGBT. We have been sounding the alarm on this cultural Marxist onslaught against the family, against children, and against country for over 25 years. Yes, indeed, I so appreciate your pointing out. We've been fighting this culture war before it was popular or cool, before you yes. saw parents in large masses going after school boards. Now, with all due respect to the people of the United States of America, hold you so. Those are the three words. Told you so. 40 years ago, we were told yeah. by homosexual activists, we just right. want to be able to love each other in private. Leave us alone. 40 years later, it's gone from the bedroom to the classroom to the boardroom to the public square. If you don't toe the six-colored LGBT rainbow line, you pay the price. This is happening now, not just with Jack Phillips, and not just with the photographers and the florists, but it's now happening to the parents and to the children. This is a full-on onslaught against every moral fabric that this country is based upon. Better late than never. Mm-hmm. Mass resistance is here to make the difference. This is a third rail of politics, sadly, but thankfully we have some politicians with guts who are calling out the moral malaise that is undermining the country. Bob Good of Virginia just declared the destruction of marriage and ending the marriage of one man and one woman has led to the moral decay that we're facing. Congresswoman Green, who, by the way, Congresswoman Green of Georgia, she was a mass resistance activist before she became a congresswoman. Just want to
Marjorie
put that out there.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That is correct.
Definitely one of the enemy number ones of the left, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Let me just interject something. Conservatives and people who are fighting communism in this country and throughout the West, we're allowed to disagree. Arthur, you know I'm not a Christian, but I see as clear as day, and I'm a proud Jew who studies my faith, studies I'm more than ever. And I see this as an attack on people of faith. It isn't, it's kind of like the environmentalists who are watermelons. They may be green on the outside, but they're red on the inside. It's the same with the LGBT activists who are being used as useful idiots to agree with stuff even they sometimes don't agree with, because all you got to do is tell a group that they're a victim and suddenly they feel taken care of. What they don't realize is they're useful idiots for a communist agenda and a lot of other agendas that will roll over them like a tank. Okay? That's why we're on the same side here.
I've got to add, the first thing I have to add is some of the first homosexual activist groups were communist groups. The Mattachine Society, for example, in the 1950s. You can look before Karl Marx, there was Henri de Saint-Simon, a French philosopher, communist. He described one of the core tenets of his political and economic agenda was the destruction of the family. So this is not a new thing. It's just been in the halls of academia
BLM,
and now it's being pushed into the schools.
Right. Black Lives Matter is a homosexualist
movement.
Destruction.
Yes.
Huh? Destruction of the family. Here's what I want to spend most of our time talking about, because I was talking about it not as well as you can, about this this virulent, deliberate attack on the innocence of children. I don't care what you believe or don't believe, but to thrust children into adulthood, to impose upon them gender dysphoria. There was a story I was just getting ready to talk about, and I'm so glad you made it onto the air, that made me so sick I had to stop watching it. And that is a teacher so ignorant, so indoctrinated, so foolish that she's celebrating taking her grade schoolers to a gay bar on a field trip. Please comment on this. And it outrages me so much. And I don't even have kids.
I wouldn't even stop there. I mean, sadly, we can't stop there. Burlington High School in Vermont, they had a drag procession at one of the high school football games. In Missouri, we're talking a red state now. In Missouri, they had a drag king elected homecoming queen. A male wearing a dress was elected homecoming queen, quote unquote. This perversion is pervasive in our government schools, precisely because of the indoctrination coming down from colleges, stirring up and stewing in the minds of the teachers who are now pushing this rot, this filth into the public square. What has happened, sadly, for the last 30 to 40 years, again, as I said earlier, people did not see that this agenda, they thought it would stay in the bedroom, that consenting adults would just stay as
That's
such.
That's how they presented it.
We wouldn't have to
first.
Hear about it anymore. Now it's non-consenting students, children. They are a captive audience in government schools. Now, I want to talk about solutions. We could spend all day talking about the rot. I did hear about the grade school kids being taken into the a gay bar. What I've been starting to say to individual activists is it's time for us to go a step further than just saying this is wrong. It's time to start doing something about it. What I've told activists individually and as a group, we actually organize people to fight this stuff. This is what mass resistance does. I have to speak generally on this, and please bear with me, Karen. This
please.
Is a problem with the conservative movement in general.
Yes.
We don't need 50 conservative social media influencers telling us the world's going to hell. With all due respect to PragerU, with all due respect to Steve Crowder or to Andrew Torba or to the rest, I don't need you to tell me that things are crappy. We need to do something about it, and that's what mass resistance does. I am working with parents in Wyoming to get rid of filthy books in their county library. I am working with a group of people in Idaho. We have already forced a school district in Coeur d'Alene to change their counselor policy. A counselor told an 11-year-old girl that she was transsexual. That is child abuse. This is something we've taken the lead to do something about. All hell broke loose in Coeur d'Alene. We did something about it, and we're still doing something about it. In Ludlow, Massachusetts, a creepy librarian was manipulating children to become transgender. This woman was an open LGBT activist. We got her to resign, and we got the superintendent to leave. Folks, this is a culture war that we can win, but don't tell me that there are dead bodies on the battlefield. Let's get out there and take it. So you asked a question, and I didn't answer it, and I apologize. If you want to get involved, folks, whoever's listening to this radio show, visit our website, massresistance.org. You spell it as it said, massresistance.org. We're based in Massachusetts. Heck, I'll give you my direct cell. I don't care if the LGBT bigots call me. I've gotten a lot of great calls from friends, family, supporters. Library board members are calling our office to help them get bad books out of their libraries. They're doing something, and we're helping them. My phone number is 781-474-3005. 781-474-3005. There's a direct number. People can call me. Someone in Texas just called me, probably looking for help. I'm helping people in Idaho. We're helping people in Wyoming. In California, we have a large growing movement in Los Angeles County. We are outing bad teachers who indoctrinate kids with LGBT and CRT perversion. We are getting teachers out of the classroom or to take the stuff down in their classrooms. We have gotten bad sex ed curricula removed from school districts. We've done this in Missouri. We've done this in California. For example, we need to do something, folks. Posting something on Twitter is not going to stop this. Posting something on Facebook or rummaging about it on an email chain is not going to solve this fight.
And we have
a problem with the conservative movement.
We have to take a quick break. I love your passion. We will have you back, and we'll make sure we have your right numbers and all of that. There's a couple of interesting issues that you bring up that I just want to clarify. I mean, not clarify, but bring up, shall we say. But I love that you are an activist, and this can be a motto and a tactic for a lot of things that are an assault on our liberties and our freedoms, the way that the left just hates Arthur Schopper and mass resistance. That must be why he's doing something right. We're going to take a little break, and then we will come back with Arthur Schopper and more on Spouting Off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Spouting Off here. We love Cash Fridays. Go out, pay for something in cash, fight the attempt to make us a cashless society, a surveilled society. Go out and buy something in cash. Cash is still king, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking to Arthur Schopper from massresistance.org. That's massresistance.org. And this man is a one-man wrecking ball of the cultural rot, shall we say. Arthur, thanks for staying with us. I want to point out, I want to just very briefly discuss the philosophical difference between the left has kind of, how do we say this, primed the pump. And first they fought and fought and fought against book burning and censorship and by saying that pornography should not be controlled. Pornography, especially for kids, is censorship, while they go out and censor Republicans and conservative ideas. So you want to speak to that a little bit, because it's a bait and switch to say, oh, we're against censorship, we're going to corrupt your kids, but now we're going to turn around and censor you. They're the book burners. They're the censorers. Let's not forget that.
You know, the starting talking points from the left was to take advantage of truly liberal values, which was to allow freedom of expression.
Right.
Freedom of expression does not include the corruption of minors, nor does it allow for the ongoing corruption of society. Individual
yes.
liberty is not licensed. This is a very complex revelation. We have to get not back to individual liberty, I would submit, but natural law, the laws of nature and nature's God, as articulated
right.
in the Declaration of Independence. That will solve all of these issues. That creates a framework which justifies, no, you cannot push pornography on children or into the public square. I'm sorry, pornography is not speech. That is wrong. The Supreme Court needs to revisit that. Also, it's not freedom of speech to defame Catholic school kids from Kentucky and call them white supremacists and endanger their property and their lives. That is not freedom of speech either. We have to have this discussion. That's not an attack on the First Amendment. That bolsters the First Amendment. This goes back to our common law and our Magna Carta traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that might shock you. I'm actually okay with cancel culture. We should be canceling evil. We want to cancel Drag Queen Story Hour.
But cancel culture, what about the canceling of conservative voices? What about the canceling that they're doing technocratic sites that are basically telling you that you're a terrorist if you disagree with school boards?
You gotta let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Canceling evil, canceling perverts, canceling the promotion of evil that corrupts children, that should be shut down. Like I said before, Drag Queen Story Hour, I'm sorry, no, you don't have a First Amendment right for a garish man dressed up as a parody of a woman to use a library to corrupt minors. That is not a First Amendment right. No.
Right.
We have to understand that freedom of speech is not freedom to defame. It is not freedom to degrade. It is not freedom to destroy. Just like, you know, you don't get to shout fire in a crowded theater based on a false pretense. That's what we need to get back to. We have seen the left use this concept of freedom to really corrupt human nature, where freedom is not just I can do whatever I want. Freedom is about being able to live out your calling, your skills, your attributes, your capacities. And human beings have a wide array of skills and opportunities. However,
liberty includes personal responsibility. That's the difference, right, between freedom and liberty. Liberty includes personal responsibility. Freedom is like, do whatever you want. I just want to throw this in as something to think about, because we are going deep into this, and I love these kind of discussions. It bears mentioning that the motive of these people is not what they profess. I don't believe for one minute that the hard left that is trying to make it seem as if LGBT is 60% of the population and all of that and dividing the country, I don't think they care about gay people either. They care about corrupting
the
country.
We're going to disagree. Here's the thing, and you got to let me speak. You did invite me on. I don't accept this premise that gay is an identity. We have to have the courage to talk about this. We may disagree, but the fact that we have been fundamentally lied to for 40 years, that homosexuality is a static identity, that transgenderism is a static identity, these are falsehoods. And now these falsehoods have been pushed into the classroom as well as the boardroom, as well as the public square, and they are degrading the public square. It matters if a man thinks he should be a woman. Now he wants to go into women's facilities and restrooms. It matters so much now that you have women being pushed out. I just spoke with a parent this week whose daughter was kicked out of a varsity track program because a guy took her place because he thinks he's a she. This stuff is not a private matter. That's not liberty. That is falsehood. I have to stress this.
I don't disagree with you, just for the record.
As a country.
Arthur, I don't disagree with you at all. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it doesn't matter if I do, but I agree with you wholeheartedly that this, all of this is a lie. And I don't, anyway, what I was just trying to bring out is that the perpetuation of these things, like there's 57 genders and a guy in a dress, it's okay to go into a girl's bathroom and, God forbid, rape a girl in a public school, which happened, and then the school covered it up. This is being used as a cover for corrupting and destroying civil society. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I need to add this. You cannot build a free society without a moral framework. And a moral framework or a foundation prohibits as well as permits certain behaviors. People, this is a larger discussion that we have to have as serious adults now. We're serious, but the public needs to join this discussion and have it. What does liberty, what does freedom mean? And there comes a point where if people don't exercise their personal responsibility, the state at the local or federal level needs to step in. We need to reassert the definition of male and female. Or I like to say, we need to make male and female great again. We need to make marriage great again. We need to make mom and dad great again. And I think it is appropriate for government statute to step in to ensure civic society. That may rub some libertarian sensibilities the wrong way, but libertarianism, sadly, you might not want to hear this, but in 1972, it was not the Democrats or the Republicans, but it was the libertarians who said, let's have gay, or rather false marriage. They started this problem. It wasn't even the Democrats. And that's a real problem to me. Libertarianism has turned into an excuse for cultural decay. I have to say some stuff. I'm all for economic freedom. I'm all for reducing the role of the government in business and transactions to allow for greater prosperity. Milton Friedman talked about this. Von Mises talked about this as well. But libertarianism cannot be a cultural basis. I didn't just say that. Murray Rothbard himself said that. Another libertarian well-known in the University of Nevada, he predicted the Soviet Union would collapse. He was very optimistic, and he was correct. But libertarianism as a cultural policy is an abject failure which produces leftism every time. It allows
I'm not an apologist for libertarians, just so you know.
Wonderful.
Not in any way.
But I want to make it very clear to your audience. I know we got little time left. I speak vehemently, I am not against you. It's because you are willing to have these tough discussions now. And I wish people like Dan Bongino and Dennis Prager and Steve Crowder would have these discussions too and have the boldness to talk about LGBT issues this way. This is a serious problem. I am happy to share. I am surprised. Glenn Youngkin, people think of him as like a milquetoast Republican in Virginia. He has actually taken a firm stance on these cultural issues. He says marriage is for one man and one woman. I would have never expected a statewide candidate to say that now in any part, but he did.
They're very good, the left, at spiking the football so that people self-censor themselves. In our about 2 minutes left, why don't you give your best pitch, because you are an effective speaker, Arthur Schopper, how people can get involved in your group and get on the front lines of fighting the cultural rot in this country, which I am all for the work that you do.
Please visit our website, massresistance.org. You can call me directly. My phone number is 781-474-3005, 781-474-3005. We have chapters in states across the United States. We have chapters and activists around the world who are pushing back on this destructive cultural Marxist LGBT agenda. Work with us. We make the difference. We produce results, and we want to help you win your battle, whether it's at the local, state, or federal level.
Excellent. Are you going to do something about this teacher who, I mean, people are already outraged about her taking kids. Remember the article I wrote about the 11-year-old drag queen? Now they're taking whole classes into gay bars to corrupt them and their innocence. Are you going to fight on that? And what are you going to do if you know to fight it?
Well, we have an activist already, and I said to her, I want every contact info, I want all the contact info for that school board, and we need to start rounding up people to overwhelm the school board and start confronting every one of those individual school board members. That teacher needs to be fired, not disciplined, no. Not censured, fired, and even
absolutely.
Arrested. That is criminal.
Yeah, it is absolutely criminal. And I guess that makes you a domestic terrorist, Arthur Schopper, so wear that like a badge of courage. That's all the time we have for this edition. Thank you, Arthur Schopper. Keep up the great work. You and I will always disagree on a few things, but I don't care. We're on the same side when it counts, and you're an activist, and you're fighting communism. That's what we need to do. Thanks so much for that.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll have you back. That about does it for us on this Cash Friday of Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline. Thanks to Doug and Don, everybody at BBS Radio and at K-Star Radio Network. Have a wonderful weekend and keep on a fighting and strengthen yourself for the fight ahead.